Not everyone is a big fan of hunting. The trophy photos, the taxidermy, for some, it's all a bit too much. But the truth is, if it weren't for hunters, wildlife lovers might not have as much wildlife to love.
There's a direct link between conservation and hunting and fishing licenses.
Glenn Normando is the executive director of Fish and Game. His department regulates and promotes hunting in New Hampshire and manages projects that restore habitats for threatened species.
Well, probably the poster child are turkeys. As everyone is pretty well aware of these days in New Hampshire, we have an abundance of turkeys.
But that wasn't always the case.
Pretty much got to rewrite the book about wild turkeys in New England because, you know, the last one in New Hampshire was reported in the town of Ware in 1854.
Biologist Ted Walski is the godfather of turkey restoration in New Hampshire. He says that back in the day, subsistence farmers cleared most of the state's forested turkey habitat, and hunting was totally uncontrolled. It was a 1-2 punch for the birds. But by 1976, the year Walski reintroduced 26 wild turkeys brought from upstate New York, the forests were back. As the birds multiplied, he took a few here and there and transplanted them to other spots around the state. And that was about all it took. Now, Fish and Game estimates there are almost 40,000 turkeys in New Hampshire, living much farther north than they did in the 1800s.
A factor I hadn't counted on was the bird feeders. Now, when I was younger, very few people had bird feeders. Now, people are living on every back road in every northern town. Almost everybody has bird feeders. Turkeys, when the snow gets deep, they don't stay out in the big woods and starve.
Fish and Game helped the birds out by reaching out to landowners and suggesting they plant species that help keep turkeys alive in the winter, bittersweet, autumn olive, and crabapples.
And I seeded all that with clover. And I've got, you know, crabapple trees, other apple trees.
Lou Gagnon is a hunter who has been doing just that.
But the important thing is for bringing up the poults, which is what baby turkeys are called, poults. They need high protein, and what they'll do is the hens will bring these birds into here, and there's crickets and stuff. They eat eggs. They mean they eat insects. And they.
Gagnon's turkey blind is on his property somewhere in central New Hampshire.
I've got to sit up with just one chair in there right now. Mm-hmm. We can fit another chair in there.
He'd rather not announce where because he doesn't want to give away a good spot. Gagnon works hard to make his 60 acres of fields and forests extra inviting for wildlife. A cynic might argue that Gagnon only wants wildlife around for, well, you know. And that's partially true. Gagnon does have a man cave festooned with stuffed birds, fish, and animal skins, but he does a lot of work on his land, all for one turkey a year. And he, like many hunters, practices his own kind of ethic when hunting.
I don't find it ethical myself to shoot much beyond 30 or 35 yards because I feel anything further than that is you got a good chance of wounding the bird, and then you don't want to do that, you know. It's only a turkey. You can buy one in the store for less than $10, so what's the point?
New Hampshire's 32nd turkey season got underway today, and Lou Gagnon reports that while he heard turkeys in the woods, he didn't bag one yet.
Y'all think I can go?
For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.
It's a little more realistic than the box, really. I like it better than the box.